You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Since every brother and sister has received the blessing from God, Jesus died and shed his blood for our sins
2,000 years ago.
Not only are our sins forgiven, but his blessings continue to flow.
巴不得我们今天每一位弟兄姐妹上上下下，我们都能够像这首诗歌一样的，把我们自己奉献给主，永远为了主。
It is my hope that we will truly live for Christ and forever living for Christ.
今天早晨，我所要讲的题目是说，耶和华上帝。
My sermon this morning is what the Lord said to Cain, asking him the question, where is your brother? Let's all turn to Genesis 4.
第八节，verse 8。第八节说，该隐与他兄弟亚不说话，二人正在田间。
In verse 8, now Cain said to his brother Abel, let us go out to the field. While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him.
耶和华对该隐说，你兄弟亚伯在哪里？
Then the Lord Jehovah said to Cain, where is your brother Abel?
他说，我不知道。 我岂是看守我兄弟的吗?
So Cain replied by saying, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?
耶和华说,你做了什么事呢? 你兄弟的血有声音在地里向我哀告,就是说我的哥哥把我杀了。The
Lord Jehovah said, what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground.
弟兄姐妹们，这句话不仅是几千年以前神向该隐所说的话。These
words not only were said more than 2,500 years ago to Cain.
该隐，你的弟兄在哪里？
Cain, where is your brother?
弟兄姐妹们，我深信有朝一日。 我们到主耶稣基督去的时候，我们的主要问我们说：“你的弟兄在哪里？”
And I believe that one day when we stand before the throne of grace,
你的父母,
the Lord will ask you, "Where is your brother?
父母在哪里?
Where are your parents?
你的兄弟姐妹在哪里?
Where are your brothers and sisters?
你的子女在哪里?
Where are your children?
你的配偶又在哪里?
Where is your spouse?
哦，弟兄姐妹们，我们。 不能抱着一个这一个有侥幸的一个心理。We
cannot have this type of an attitude.
我们深信神的话告诉我们说，有一天神都要向我们每一个人算账。We
need to reckon this that one day the Lord will make us accountable.
神既然把我们放在一个可爱的家庭里头。Since
God has put you in a lovely home.
有父母,
you got parents.
有兄弟姐妹,
you have brothers and sisters.
配偶,
you have a spouse.
子女,
you have children.
我们的亲友,
you have relatives.
主就要问我们说，他们的灵魂到底在哪里？
One day the Lord will ask you, where are their souls?
我在很早以前就看了一篇新闻，很受感动。
Long time ago, I read a news article that touched me.
这个新闻的故事是讲到在台湾。 有一个女士,
and it talks about in Taiwan, there is a woman. She has three or four brothers and sisters.
父亲母亲,
and his
God.
Her parents died early. They were orphaned early.
所以她身为姐姐,
She is now the eldest sister.
她在初中的时候就自学。
And so she stopped at junior high.
为了要抚养她的弟弟和妹妹们。
In order to raise her younger siblings.
她放弃了她的学业。
She gave up her studies.
日夜在那里工作。
She worked day and night.
不仅是为了他们的生活。
Not only for, to earn a living for the, for the younger folks.
而且是她要，她一心一意要栽培她的弟弟妹妹们，让他们能够进到大专，也进过大学。
And she was intent to send all of her younger siblings to university.
对，这是一个实在的故事。
And this is a true story in Taiwan.
我看了以后，我心里也很受感动。
So when I read it, I was touched.
她放弃了她自己的学业。
She gave her up her own studies.
当她结婚的年龄，她也放下了。
And she also did not marry.
虽然有很多的人向她提亲。
Although many people pursued her.
但是为了她的弟弟妹妹。他们要，他要供养他们能够长大成人，所以他完全的放下。
But for the sake of her younger siblings, she was willing to sacrifice of herself.
有人问这位姐妹说
，So somebody asked this woman,
你为什么这样傻呢
？Why are you so foolish?
你牺牲了自己，是你的兄弟，是你的姐妹，他们能够。
You have sacrificed yourself so that your younger siblings could go into university.
她讲了一句话。
She replied by saying,
我不是傻。
She says, I'm not foolish.
我不是不知道。
I'm not ignorant.
因为她是我的弟弟，她是我的。
Because they are my siblings.
她是我骨肉。
They are my flesh and blood.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，为着弟弟为着妹妹们，让他们有很好的学业和成就，她竟然牺牲了她自己。
For the sake of her baby brother and baby sister, she was willing to sacrifice of herself.
你记得不记得在旧约有一个人叫以斯帖
？Do you remember in the Old Testament there was this woman called Esther?
啊，对不起，我以后还是给你了。你可以把我这个就不懂了啦啊，哦还不行了。你可不可以做啊？不要这个了啊！以斯帖记
，Esther，
怎么说呢
？What does it say？
他为了要拯救他的同胞
，In order to save her kinsmen，
神的百姓
，In other words， the people of God，
犹太人
，the Jews，
圣经告诉我们说，他为了要拯救他们的缘故，他冒牺牲了他自己。
The Bible says, in order to save her fellow men, that's the Jews, she was willing to sacrifice herself.
无非是要把他的同胞们从哈拿那一个恶人的手中把他救出来。
That is to save her own flesh and blood, her own people from Haman.
然后他来讲了一句话。
Then she said one thing.
这句话怎么说呢
？And what does it say?
他说。他说下面说他说你们为我进食祷告第三就说我和我的宫女也要这样进食然后我为民进去见王我若死就死吧
It's, and she continues on in Esther 4 when this is done I will say I will go to the king though it is against the law and if I perish I perish
为了他自己的同胞与情愿他牺牲他自己的生命
for her own kinsmen she was willing to sacrifice herself
何等的伟大
and that was a great
何等的感动
then it's moving
但是最使我感动的那是保罗
but what touches me most is Paul
保罗在这个罗马书第九章里面讲了一句话。
The Apostle Paul said in Romans 9.
我们就把它打出来。
Romans 9.
他写这封书信的时候。
When he wrote the letter to the Romans.
他说我在基督里说实在的话。
He says, I will speak the truth in Christ.
并不谎言。
And I'm not lying.
他说以我的良心和圣灵所被圣灵所感动可以为我做见证。
My conscience confirms it through the Holy Spirit.
下面一句很重要的话
And he continues on
我大有忧愁心里时常伤痛为我的骨肉为我的同胞我情愿受咒诅与基督分离
He says I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart for I could wish for myself to be cursed to be cut off from Christ for the sake of my people those of my own race.
친가의 弟兄 姐妹们, 다是何等盼望, 다自己的 同胞, 다的骨肉, 能够信靠主耶稣基督. 他, 如果使他与基督分离, 也受了咒诅, 他说我也很愿意.
He says, for the sake of his own people, his own race being saved, to pay the price of himself being cursed, he was willing to do that.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 你敬虔我, 神把我们放在这样一个, 那个美好的家庭里头,
and today the Lord has put you in a beautiful family.
有父母,
you got parents.
下有子女,
you got children.
有配偶,
you got a spouse.
有兄弟姐妹,
you have brothers and sisters.
有我们所亲爱的人,
and you have all
弟兄姐妹,
your beloved relatives.
And are,
do we also bring them to the Lord? Do you bring them before the Father? So they can be just like us. To be blessed, to be atoned, to be saved. To have the new life. To be their God's children. Then one day, we can rejoice in heaven. Dear brothers and sisters, you and me,
我们如果来观察我们自己的环境,
if we examine ourselves,
我们是不是把我们家里的人也带到神的面前?
Do we bring our family members to the Lord?
神说,
God said,
你的兄弟呢?
Where is your brother?
你的姐妹呢?
Where is your sister?
你的父母呢?
Where are your parents?
你的配偶呢?
Where is your spouse?
你的子女呢?
Where are your children?
你我是不是把他们也领到主的面前?
Do you bring them before God?
我今天早晨
I'd like to cite three examples of three brothers. Three sets of brothers. From the three sets of brothers, let us learn some lessons from them.
第一件事情我请你们大家都看刚刚我们所看见的来翻到创世纪第四章
And the first one could be found in Genesis 4.
创世纪第四章里面讲到有兄弟两位
And Genesis 4 talks about there are two brothers
第四章第一位哥哥叫盖银
And the older brother
弟弟叫亚伯
The older brother is Cain The baby brother is Abel
他们是亚当夏娃的两个儿子
They're actually children of Adam and Eve
这两个儿子应该非常相亲相爱的
These two brothers should love each other
然后圣经告诉我们说,
then the Bible says,
该隐把亚伯杀了,
that Cain killed his brother Abel.
为什么把他杀了呢?
Why did he kill his baby brother? If you read from 1 John 1:3,
在这里告诉我们说, 也就是因为这个该隐的行为是恶了, 所以把他的弟弟
Because Cain was evil, and therefore he killed his baby brother. Pay attention to this.
请问你们,
Let me ask.
你们如果看创世纪第四章第四章的话,
so when you read Genesis 3 and 4, do you think that Cain believed in the Lord Jehovah?
他是不是敬畏上帝的?
Was he reverent to the Lord Jehovah?
你说我不知道。
You may say, I don't know.
圣经告诉我们他是向上帝献祭哦。
The Bible says that he makes sacrifices to the Lord Jehovah.
向上帝献祭表示说他是对上帝有个敬畏的心。
So in other words, he is reverent and he believes in the Lord Jehovah.
那弟兄姐妹们既然他是个敬畏上帝的人,
Since he was now a believer of the Lord,
他也是献祭给上帝的人,
and he also burned sacrifices for the Lord,
为什么他竟然把他的弟弟杀了?
And the question is, how come he would kill his baby brother?
如果你再看这个里面的话,
if you read carefully,
他为什么把他杀了?
Why did he kill?
因为他的妒忌,
because of jealousy,
因为他的恶毒,
because of his evil intent,
因为他的这个不快,
because he was not happy about it,
为了报仇,
and he wanted to take revenge,
所以把他的弟弟杀了,
and killed his younger brother.
可能不可能?
Is it possible?
今天这个世界可能不可能?
In this world today, is that possible?
可能!
Yes, of course.
很多人是为了父母所遗留下来的财产, 哇, 兄弟姐妹在法院里面大家对抗了。
Today, because of a dispute over the estate, people, the brothers and sisters would go to court.
No, 我不讲这个.
But I don't talk about
this. 我讲过今天在教会里头.
We talk about people in church.
为什么我们信了主以后，我们没有把我们所亲爱的人带到主人面前？
After coming to faith, how come you don't bring your family members to church?
也许因为我们里头是恶的。
Perhaps we have evil inside.
那你说什么是怎么解释呢?
Then you may ask Pastor John,
那弟兄姐妹请听啊,
listen to this.
虽然我们常常到礼拜堂来,
although we come to church all the time,
虽然我们在教会里面也在那里侍奉客人,
although we participate in the various church ministries, and we are busy going in and out of church,
我们应该有好的一个生活,
we should have a good daily testimony, and we have good conduct.
但是弟兄姐妹们，也就是很多的人，好像该隐一样的，虽然是来到上帝的面前，但是他的生命没有改变。
There are many people just like Cain, although they are busy in church just like Cain, their lives have not changed.
在教会里进进出出。
They would enter and exit the church.
你说他受洗了没有？
Have they been baptized?
他受洗了。 他可能不仅受一次浸，可能受了好几次浸。
And maybe they even baptized a few times.
但是他没有主的生命。
But they don't have the life of Christ in them.
弟兄姐妹，圣经告诉我们，若有人在基督里头，
if anyone is in Christ,
他在耶稣基督里头，
in other words, anyone in Jesus Christ,
耶稣在他的里头，
and Jesus is in him,
他就是一个新造的人。
He is a new creation.
什么叫新造的人？
What do you mean by a new creation?
有新的生活，
in other words, a new life,
有新的行为，
there's a new conduct.
圣经告诉我们是好的行为，
a good conduct, the Bible says.
今天很多人， 所谓是基督徒,
today there are many so-called Christians.
虽然在教会里头,
although they're in church,
他的行为还是老的,
and yet their conduct is still the old self.
他还是在那酗酒,
they're still drinking.
他还在那赌博,
they're still gambling.
他还在那抽烟,
they're still smoking.
他也做那些不应该做的事情,
they're still doing all
为什么?
The evil things. How come?
他在教会里头不过是一个假冒伪善的基督,
because they're only hypocrites in church.
他没有把耶稣基督进到他的里头。
Jesus Christ has not truly entered into their hearts.
他从来没有在主里面就悔改过。
They have never truly repented.
他没有主的生命。
There is no life of Christ.
他不是一个神的儿女。
They are not a believer.
他的行为,
because the conduct,
行事为人在家里面,
in dealing with things at
在学校里头,
home, in school,
在工作场,
or in the workplace,
人家就看不出来他有一个好的行为。
People cannot discern that there was good Christianly behavior.
我不晓得你们还记得不记得我曾经讲过，很早很早以前我讲。
Long time ago, I said this. I told this story.
有一个做衣服的裁缝师傅。
There is a tailor.
我家里在上海是我父亲开西装店的，有好多很多人做裁缝的。My
father used to be a tailor in Shanghai.
那么这个裁缝师傅在家里做，没有店，在家里做。And
this tailor would do his trade from his own house.
那他每个礼拜都到教会去。And
every Sunday he would go to church.
他也奉献。And
he would also tithe.
但是他
But no matter what, he cannot bring his wife to church.
为什么呢?
And the question is, how come?
他的太太看得非常清楚。
And the wife can see this man very clearly.
虽然他礼拜天到礼拜堂去,
although this man goes to church on Sunday,
虽然他也要我到礼拜堂去做礼拜,
although he invites me to church on Sunday,
但他的生活习惯实在是跟那些还没有信主的人可能还要糟一点。
His daily habit and his daily conduct is worse than other people.
骂人,
he would scold people.
赌博,
and he would gamble.
他有鬼诈,
and he would be evil scheming.
他的毒看在眼里,
and so the wife could see every bad thing about the husband.
有一天,
so one day,
礼拜五的晚上,
that's Friday night.
他就跟他的太太说,
so the tailor said to his wife,
他说我们今天 今天晚上一定要把一条裤子改做好。
We need to do some fixing of this pair of pants.
因为明天早晨那一个客人一定要来拿。
Because tomorrow morning the customer will come to get this.
他现在呢，我要去做礼拜。
So now I'm going to church.
这个太太说，你还做礼拜去？
So now you're going to church.
哈，这个像你这样的人还要做礼拜？
And you, for somebody like you, you want to go to church?
那 他就说好。
So the wife says fine.
所以新娘就去了。
So the husband left.
他去了以后啊，太太一边在那做衣服，一边在那抽香烟。
So the wife was mending the pants, and she was also smoking a cigarette.
一不小心啊，这个烟头啊，烟灰啊，就落在这个布上，这个就烧起来了。
And she was not careful, and the ashes of the cigarette fell on the white trousers.
她马上就把它打打打打，把它灭
了。Of course, she tried to extinguish the fire.
她说这糟糕了。
Now, what are you going to do?
我没有做错事情，我的先生还打我骂我。
Before I do anything bad, my husband already beats me up.
现在这个裤子烧了一个，这个做要做的裤子又烧了一个大洞啊。
Now there's a hole in the fabric of this pair of pants.
那怎么办呢？
What am I going to do?
她不做了。
So she stops.
她就等她的先生来了。
So she's going to wait for the husband to return.
我。就是让你打了。
So she's gonna.
就是让你骂了。
She's prepared to do battle with a husband.
把后面呢预备了一根棒。
So she had a rolling pin behind her.
今天晚上你要打我死，我就打你活。
So tonight she's resolved to fight the husband to the death.
不做了。
So she stopped doing the work.
等来等去，先生没有来回来。
She waited for a while. Husband didn't return.
那个晚上聚会应该老早回来了。
He should have returned. He did not.
很晚的时候他才回来。
And very late, the husband returned.
看见他的先生眼睛红红了。
She could see that the husband's eyes were red.
是不是上个礼拜又喝酒去了？
Did he go to take a drink?
所以他是准备要给他打架了。
So she is now prepared to do battle with a husband.
这个回来了以后，太太，这个裤子做好了没有啊？
So the husband said, "Did you finish the work on the pair of trousers?"
他你去看去。
Look for yourself.
他一看看这个大洞。
So he can see that there's a the hole burned on the trousers.
后面那个棒啊，在那里准备好，你打过来我就给你来个你死我活。
So the wife was now ready to do battle.
正在这个时候，先生说：“不要紧，不要紧，我们还有一块料子一样的料子。”
And the husband said, "That's okay. We have exactly the same fabric."
我们晚上赶快把它做起来。
And we can fix this hole.
太太说：“你骗我。”
Oh, so the wife was suspicious.
我在那里要做的时候啊，你已经打过来了。
The wife was suspicious. Maybe the husband was faking it, and then he will beat her up later.
后面的棒啊就不放了。
So she refused to put down that rolling pin.
先生说
the husband said,
他的太太啊,
he said, wife,
我很对不起你。
I'm sorry to you.
从来没听见过这个对不起两个字啊。
So she's never heard that before.
他虽然我到教会去，我是所做的所作所为的，现在是你心里很痛苦。
And he said, although I go to church, I have done so many things to hurt you.
原谅我。
So I'm sorry.
赦免我。
So forgive me.
今天晚上我到教会去。
Tonight I went to church.
哦，当这个传道人在讲道的时候，圣灵在我里头责备我。
When the pastor preached, the Holy Spirit convicted me.
我虽然到礼拜堂来，我从来没有向主悔改过。
And I noticed that although I go to church, I've never repented for my sins before God.
我里面充满了罪恶。
And I'm filled with sin within.
我打你。
And I beat you up.
我骂你。
And I scold you.
实在是不对了。
And I'm wrong.
所以我在神的面前悔改认罪。
So I have confessed for my sins and repented before God.And I opened my heart to the Lord. I say, Jesus, come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
The Holy Spirit convicted him. The wife.
对不起啊，我告诉各位哦，就是两三声的对不起以后啊，这个太太觉得很奇怪呀。
So after he said, I'm sorry to the wife a few times, the wife was puzzled.
改变了。
He changed.
所以他就礼拜天跟他的先生去做礼拜去。
So she then went to church with her husband.
弟兄姐妹，你看见没有？
Do you notice this?
这个在做礼拜，尽管你有没有受浸加入教会。
Regardless of whether you've been baptized, you joined a church membership.
我请问你有没有把主接到你心里？
The question is, do you have Christ
within
your
heart? 你有没有真正在基督里头成为一个新造的人？
Are you a new creation in Christ?
你的行事为人是不是与你蒙召的恩相称？
In your daily conduct, is it consistent with your faith?
如果你光光是到教会里做礼拜，
If you just come to church for service,
光光在教会里受洗，
If you just be baptized,
你的生命没有改变，
But there's no corresponding transformation in your life. then you are.
你不能没有办法把你所亲爱的人带到主。
You cannot lead your loved ones to the Lord.
只有你自己的生，你的生命改变了。
It's only when your life transforms.
你在神里面去彻底的悔改。
And there is a true confession, repentance.
让耶稣基督改变你。
Let Jesus Christ change.
怪不得有一天我在门口看见有对老先生。
And once I saw an old
老太太。
A couple, an older couple.
我看见他们的时候，我说：“请问你们是第一次来啊？”
So I asked them, "Is this your first time here?"
我这个老先生老太太是是，我们第一次来。
And the husband and wife said, "Yes, first time here."
你怎么会来的
？How come you're here?
这个老先生老太太旁边还有个男孩子。
And beside him is a young man.
哦，他说，我也不晓得什么意思啊。
And so the old man was pointing to the young man.
原来就对告诉我说，就是因为他。
So it was because of the young man that the couple is now here.
所以我就问他了，问他们两位了。
So I asked two of them.
怎么回事情呢
？How come?
哇，他说我们不知道，我的孩子会改变到那么多那么大。
And the couple said we never knew that there would be such a big transformation for the better.
所以呢，我们觉得很奇怪，什么人把他改变了
？So we were puzzled as to who could transform this boy.
后来知道他每个礼拜到这个圣道堂来做礼拜。
But now we found out that he was coming to ECBC every week.
哦，感谢主了
，We thank God.
你不缺，你也不带领，这个父母看见你的好行为，就嘟嘟嘟嘟就跟来了。
As a young person, you don't have to say too much, your new transformed conduct will change.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你信了主五年。
You've been a believer for 5 years.
你信了主两年。
You've been a believer for 2 years.
你信了主十年。二十年
，So you've been 5 years, 10 years, 20 years.
你有没有影响过你的好行为、你的行事为人，来影响到你家里的人
？Has your good conduct
他们愿意欢喜快乐、甘心情愿的跟你到教会的
？Has your good conduct affected your neighbors, your relatives, so that they would willingly come to church?
该隐
，Cain.
圣经告诉我们，用恶的行为把他的弟弟杀了。
And with evil in his mind, he killed his brother.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们真是靠着圣灵在我们里头感动我们，来检查我们，在我们信了主以后，我们是不是影响别人、带领别人、引导别人来到主的面前。
May the Holy Spirit transform us so that we can lead other people to the Lord through our good conduct.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.